Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the fifth day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masecht Yevamos, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Bas Yisrael, Shenisus Lekoin. If you have a girl who is from a house of Yisraelim, and she got married to a Kohen, and once she gets married to a Kohen, she can start eating Truma, like a Kohen does. V'chnisa lo yavodim, and she brought into the marriage servants. She brought in her own avodim. Ben avde milug, ben avde tzenbazel. Whether they are avodim that the husband only has the rights of using, but he cannot sell or buy them, he cannot trade in them, or whether they are avde tzenbazel, whether they're servants that the husband can trade with, and but he has to maintain the capital value. In both of these cases, hare eil yoichla bitruma. These avodim can eat truma. Because since she can eat truma, so also her avodim can eat truma, her servants. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, V'choyen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspa hu yachal boy. When a kohen will acquire someone, he buys an eved, for example, or he buys one something, he can eat that person, or what he's bought can eat the truma. The chachamim, however, learned that from the words kinyan kaspoi, that even a kinyan kaspoi shel kinyonai, even something that what he has acquired, can also eat truma. If what he has acquired can eat truma, then what his acquisition has acquired can also eat truma. And since he has acquired his wife, that's what happens when a person is Kaddish and Isha, so he's acquired his wife, and his wife can eat, so also can the acquisition of his wife eat, namely the avodah that she brought in. Uvas Kohen, Shenisus Li Yisrael. But the other way around, let's say it's a Bas Kohen who gets married to Israel. Once she gets married to Yisrael, she can't eat anymore. V'chnis Aloin, she brought into the marriage Ben Avde Meluk, Ben Avde Tzen Basel, Hare Eila Loyachlo Truma. They cannot eat Truma. Because since she herself cannot eat Truma, once she gets married to an Ishzor, as the Torah says, and she can't eat Truma's Kodshim, she can't eat the Truma, so her Avodim can also not eat truma as well. Even the avde milug that she's brought in cannot eat the truma. Mishnah Gimel. As we explained earlier on, a bas kohen who gets married to Israel cannot eat truma anymore. But if she gets divorced or widowed from her husband who was Israel, and she has absolutely no children from him, then she can go back to her father's house, the Kohenim, a family of Kohenim, and she can once again start to eat truma of her father's house. But that's only if she has no children from the Israel husband. If, however, she has some descendant or some child or grandchild from her husband, she's forbidden to eat truma now, even if she goes back to her father's house. She's connected to the husband. She's connected to the Israel through the children. And therefore, it's as if she was married to the child. The Torah says that she cannot eat. What about a Bas Yisrael who gets married to a Kohen? The other way around. She can eat with him truma. As it says, the Kohen ki yikne kivishka hu yochel boy. And the wife is considered the kinyan, the acquisition of the husband, so she can eat truma just like the husband who is a Kohen can eat truma. Even though she's never eaten in all her life, she's grown up in the Israel household, but she got married to the Kohen, she's the kinyan of the Kohen, she can eat. What happens if the husband who is a Kohen dies without children or divorces her? Well, she cannot eat truma anymore. But if she has any children, any seed at all from this Kohen, whether a son or a daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter, she can eat truma because of that child. Our mission is going to talk about a Bas Yisrael who got widowed from a husband who's a Kohen, and she's pregnant from him, but she doesn't have any children yet from him. Or maybe she does have children from him, as we'll soon see. But the point is now that she is pregnant from her husband who was a Kohen. Says the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael shenisus l'Kohen. Bas Yisrael who gets married to a Kohen, umes, and the husband who is a Kohen dies. V'nichum u'baris, and leaves her pregnant. Now, even though she's got children, other children from her husband as a Kohen, and she's eating truma because of those children, but lo yochlu avodeha bitruma, her servants cannot eat truma. And when we say servants, we mean avdei tzoin barzel. These are servants that 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 the husband is has can sell or can trade, and they cannot eat truma. But avdei milug, her avdei milug, they can eat truma just like she eats truma. What's the reason that the avdei tzon bazel, why can they not eat truma? Mipnei chelkoi shel uber. It's because of the portion that's owned by the uber in them. See, the uber, the unborn child, has a chelek in those avodim. He's one of the yoshim. And they are, those avodim are now posel from truma because of this ownership that the uber, that the unborn child has in them, and stops them eating truma. Why should that stop them? There's other children around. From the kohen, sheha uber poisel ve'eino machil, because the Rabbi Yossi, these words of Rabbi Yossi, holds that an uber, an unborn child, if a bas kohen is married to Israel and dies and leaves her pregnant, there's no other children, the uber will pasel that her from eating truma. She's not allowed to go back and eat truma in her father's house. And ve'eino machil. And a machel means an uber, an unborn child, cannot start to make a woman eat. For example, a bas Yisrael gets married to a kohen, and the kohen died, left her pregnant, and she has no other children. She's not allowed to eat truma now because the child is unborn. And what does the pasuk say? V'yalid beisoy hem yoichelo. V'yalid beisoy, one who's born, actually born, they can eat. From which the Gemara made a drosha, yalud, one who was born, machel, can allow her to eat truma. Einu yulud, if not yet born, einu machel, can't help her eat truma yet. So even the husband's a kohen, doesn't matter, can't eat truma yet. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that since when there's no child, no other zera, the uber is not machel truma limo, he cannot allow his mother to eat truma, doesn't give her the right to eat truma yet. The same thing is with the avodim, and the same thing with servants. Therefore, even if there are children around, and the mother is eating, doesn't matter, the uber pasels the avodim from eating truma. What's the reason for this? Why are we so strict with avodim? Some say that there, one reason brought in the Gemara is because, according to Rabbi Yossi, an uber, an unborn child, is considered foreign. It's not considered a kohen. It's considered ezor. An ezor, a non-kohen who has a chelek, who owns these avodim, well, they can't eat because of the portion of a non-kohen, inverted commas, because he's unborn, ownership over them. Even though it's a small fraction, it's a small amount. Second reason brought in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yossi darshans the pasuk v'yalid beisoy hem yoichlo. He says that those born in the house can eat. He says, don't read it as yoichlo, but ya'achilo. They can make people eat. Yalid beisoy, they have to be born, then they can allow the people to eat. But not born, if they're not born yet, they can't have the power of being machil yet. So this is what Rabbi Yossi says. Amar loy, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yossi, well, following your logic, since you've testified to us about a bas Yisrael getting married to a kohen and dying, the kohen died and left her pregnant, and you're telling me that the avodim, you're telling us that the avodim don't eat truma because of the chelek that the uber owns in them, that the unborn child owns in them, that puzzles them, that ruins them in truma. So it shouldn't be just by a bas Yisrael to a kohen. It should even be af bas kohen le kohen, even in a case of a daughter of a kohen who got married to a kohen, v'meis, and the kohen died, v'nichum abaras, and left her pregnant. You should also say, lo yoichlu avodeha bitruma. You want to say that the avodim should not eat truma, b'pnei chelkei shel uber, because of the chelek that the uber owns in them. And clearly that's not the case. Clearly, according to everybody, bas kohen gets married to the kohen, can happily keep on eating truma. The Mepharshim explained that the Chachamim hold that the reason of Rabbi Yossi is because of Yelud Machil Ben Shalein Machil. If a child's born, it can allow them the people to eat that it owns. If it's not born, it can't. And therefore they said to him that according to this reason, according to your reason, Rabbi Yossi, even a bas kohen to a kohen, where the kohen died and left her pregnant, and there's no other children, they should still not be able to eat truma, the avodim. Why? Because they are avodim of an uber. They are avodim of an unborn child, and only a born child can be machel. And since there's no other child, there's no other children, the Aborim can't eat truma. They're avdei ha'uber. What do the Chacham themselves hold? The Chacham say this is not the case. The Chacham, of course, hold that a bas kohen to a kohen can eat, even if there's a pregnant person, even if he dies leaving her pregnant. But there's a machlokes as to what the Chachamim actually hold in a case where there are no children, no other children other than Mubaris. Machlokes is as follows. The Rif learns, Pshat, that the Chachamim are astonished with Rabbi Yossi. And they say, according to you, Rabbi Yossi, even a bas kohen is married to a kohen, where the kohen dies and leaves her pregnant, and there's no other children, the Avodim should not eat truma. Why? Because the Avodim belong to the Uber. The Uber, the unborn child, inverted commas, has an ownership over the Avodim. And that makes it a problem for the Avodim. They cannot eat. Because Eina Yulud, it's a child not born. An unborn child hasn't got the power to allow them to eat. And therefore, the Chacham hold that also in such a case, where the Uber has no kinyan on the Avodim, and they're eating truma because of the family. Okay. Umikolshken, how much more so? If there are other children from the kohen, that the Uber has no kinyan, has no ownership over the Avodim, and they can eat because of the brothers of the Uber. So, again, according to the Chachamim, even in a case where there's no other children and there's only the Uber does not have a kinyan in the Avodim, so there's nothing stopping the Avodim to eat. The Avodim can eat truma. They're part of the family. They're because of the mishpacha. They're owned by the woman who brought them in, or the husband who's a kohen. But and for sure, in a case when there are other children with a kohen, for sure the uber has no kinyan and they can eat. So they avodim can happily eat because of the brothers of the uber. However, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher, others learn differently. And they say that even the Chachamim are only arguing in a case where the Alman of the Kohen has, there are other children from the Kohen. Then we say, then the Chachamim hold that the Uber has no Zechiyah, has no ownership over the Avodim as long as he hasn't been born. And this is what they're astonished with to Rabbi Yossi. And they say, Rabbi Yossi, even a bas kohen to a Kohen who dies and leaves her pregnant, and she has other children, the Avodim should not eat truma because of the chelik of the Uber that's in them. However, if he leaves her pregnant and there are no other children, says the Rosh, that even the Chachamim will hold, yesh lo uber zchiyah b'avodim, that the Uber, that the fetus, that the unborn child does have an ownership, does have rights over the Avodim even before being born, and that will spoil the Avodim not being able to eat it. So again, according to the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Osher, the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is only in a case where there are other children from the Kohen. In such a case, the Chachamim hold, no, Uber has no zechiyah in the Avodim. The children, his older brothers, have ownership over the Avodim, and that's why the Avodim can eat. Rabbi Yossi holds no, even then they can't eat because the Uber has chil on the Avodim. But in a case where he left her pregnant and there was no other children other than this Uber, that's all there is, then even the Chacham would agree that an Uber has ownership of the Avodim and therefore the Avodim cannot eat. That's the machlokes between Rishonim in what the Chacham holds.